AMI Wealth. Andrew Kelleher, very good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
Geez, we've got an avalanche of numbers telling the same story now, don't we?
Yeah, we do, actually. So I'm going to try and be sort of very balanced when I'm looking through this morning. So, Mike, we had that recent blitz, didn't we, by the government to sort of constructively engage with business. Prime Minister talking to business leaders, Grant Robertson also talking to business leaders in the last couple of weeks as well. Now, we've got a business confidence update yesterday in the form of the ANZ Business Outlook. Headline numbers have continued to fall. So headline business confidence down another 5 points. So you now have 50% of respondents reporting that they expect general business conditions to deteriorate. So that's half the people. Now, in terms of thinking about that, we know that headline number has an element of political bias. So we'll put that to one side. So thinking about the correlation with potential future activity, we'll look at firms' perceptions of their own activity, their own prospects. Now, there's a little bit of good news here. That's stabilised. So 4% of respondents are expecting an improvement in their own activity. It's not got any worse, okay? But just remember, the long-term average is plus 27. We're at plus 4. Hmm. We're a fair long away from the long-term average. But, Mike, the real concern here is when we look through this data and we look at the second tier of data. So a net 5% of firms are looking at reducing investment in their business. Now, we normally want to know how many people are looking at increasing investment in their business. It is very rare for this number to be negative. So if people are not investing in their business, it's hard to get growth, and it's extremely hard to improve productivity. What about employment intentions? Fell 8 points to minus 6. There is no intention of businesses to hire. What about profit expectations? They are flat at minus 17%. So basically businesses are not expecting to be able to generate high profits here. So, Mike, I think the message here, or rather I speculate that the message here, is that the business respondents are worried about proposed or potential changes. Okay. You know, they're worried about stuff, Mike, and that's, I think, what is not being addressed. These are the things that are actually going to happen. So they're worried about the uncertainty of the outcomes of the tax working group. They're worried about what's going to happen with the employment relations bill, industry-wide agreements, etc. They're worried about minimum wages. They're worried in the Taranaki about the oil and gas industry announcements. And, of course, the global situation at the moment is fairly uncertain as well. But also, there's one more thing, Mike, that I wonder whether we're starting to get a bit of a disconnect also between small and medium enterprises and big business. So the government's engaging with big business. They know what's going on. They know which industries are going to get hit by the fair trade agreement, the fair pay agreements. Small and medium enterprises, though, they don't. And they're the ones that I think are responding in a worried fashion, in a concerned fashion.
Very good point. And as the bank said yesterday, the danger's real. Talk to me about Argentina. $50 billion's a lot of money. Do they know what they're doing?
Oh, look, this is a worry. So overnight, Mike, we've had a few developments. Had a great run in share markets the last few days. We've got a sea of red numbers in front of me at the moment. What's going on? Emerging markets, that's the problem. Argentina. We know the Argentine economy is in trouble. They're looking for a bailout from the IMF. Overnight, though, we've seen some pretty significant weakness in their currency. So the central bank has ratcheted up interest rates. Where's the seven-day interest rate in Argentina at the moment, Mike?
Give me a number.
60%. 60%. So that's not a bad return on your money overnight, is it? But the problem here is that the $50 billion they're going to get from the IMF might not be enough. They probably need $15 billion a year, just to shore up the economy. So there's not a lot of wiggle room there. Inflation's running at over 30%. All of the money that they have raised from the external markets matures in very short periods of time. So they've got problems. It's flowing over into emerging markets. We've got a stronger US dollar.
Yes, the whole South America's got troubles. Now, what are the numbers?
So the Dow Jones down 44, 26,080. S&P 500 just down small, 2911. And the NASDAQ has actually eked out a small gain at 8127, up 18. FTSE 100, they lost 47, a 0.6%, 7516. The Nikkei, a small gain there, closing at 22869. Shanghai Composite lost 1%, 2737. The ASX 200, virtually unchanged, 6351. We lost 23 points in the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 9339. New Zealand dollar is weaker in response to higher US dollar and weaker confidence numbers, 0.6640 against the US, 0.9141 against the Aussie, 0.5696 against the Euro, 0.5107 against the Pound, 73.84 yen. Gold trading at $1,199. Brent crude still strong, $77.87.
Have a fantastic week here, mate. Appreciate your help. JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. He's available at jmiwealth.co.nz.